It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Quick Calls. I am Mike the Ref. Before I begin on the Quick Calls show, just want to remind you guys that every show this month on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network is dedicated to not only the evacuees, but the first responders of the devastating forest fires in northern Alberta that have caused the evacuation of over 90,000 people in the city of Fort McMurray and area. If you can, folks, please donate to the Red Cross at redcross.ca, or you could simply text FIRES to 30333, and $10 will be added onto your phone bill as a donation towards the Red Cross. And just remember, folks, for every donation in the month of May, the Canadian Red Cross, or sorry, the Alberta and federal governments will match your donations. So a donation of $10 will end up being a $30 donation to the Red Cross to help out these many people. So, but with that, let's get on with the Quick Calls episode here. Once again, I am Mike the Ref. I am coming to you from Edmonton SPN World Headquarters in Edmonton, Alberta. Got a chance to get to the Monster Pro Wrestling Road to the Cup show last night in Edmonton, Alberta. Very interesting show. I'm going to say, overall, there was nothing crazily spectacular about it outside of what I feel is one event. But I'll get to that later on in the show here as I digress. And what had happened here, we had five qualifying matches for the Leo Burke Cup tournament coming up June 4th at the Alberta Avenue Arena. But let's dig right into the matches here, folks. First one we had, and this one, hell of a match to start out with. You had the Ripper Hardcore Champion, the Irishman, taking on the MPW Heavyweight Champion, Maniac. Now, normally, when you see Maniac out there, you see his little two hench buddies there, Bulldog McBade and Chris Parrish of the One World Empire. They didn't show up for this one. It was interesting that they weren't there. This ended up being a one-on-one match. And eventually, out of nowhere, Irishman hits that face crusher knockout of his, getting the 1-2-3 and advancing into the tournament. A really good startup match for both these guys and a great lead-in to the Leo Burke Cup tournament for the Irishman. Gets him a lot of momentum going into it. Then we go from there to the aforementioned Bulldog McBade, the, I was about to say brains of the One World Empire, but I'd have to slap and maybe punch myself in the face there. Not exactly the sharpest knife in the drawer, but Bulldog McBade, the meat and the muscle of the One World Empire, took on the thorn in the side of the One World Empire over the last few months, the Wild Child Tyler James. Unfortunately, in this match, the One World Empire did decide to show up, and a interference by Chris Parrish knocking Tyler James off the ring apron into the corner of the ring, which you all know is solid steel, essentially knocked out Tyler James and allowed Bulldog McBade to get the victory. So Bulldog McBade advances into the Leo Burke Cup tournament as well. And then from there, we had a match that, on paper, I look at it and I really didn't expect a whole lot out of, because one hasn't been a singles competitor in MPW yet, and the other one just got evicted from his own faction. You had Dirty Dean Richter taking on Sidney Steele. Very impressed at how this match went out. Both guys showed that they could go. Really impressed with Dean Richter's ability in the ring. Brayden Lewis, after you got mauled after that last show, looks like Dean's picking up where you left off here and taking it to another level. But Sidney Steele manages to get the roll-up and the 1-2-3 victory here. So Sidney Steele, on the heels of getting absolutely kicked by the One World Empire last month, then leading into a tag victory with Tyler James over Bulldog McBain and Chris Parrish. Now he rides a momentum into the Leo Burke Cup tournament as a winner here. And the fourth match in the card. Now this one, at the end of last month's show, I didn't expect this to happen because, frankly, Massive Damage lost his shot at the Leo Burke Cup. He lost to Steve Rivers, who qualified last month for the tournament. And I thought Massive was out completely. But we sent in our footage to the Monster Pro Wrestling head office and asked them to review it and see if there's anything they could do. They couldn't change the judgment on the match. However, they did allow Commissioner Nelson Mayer to put Massive into another match in order to get him back into this tournament. So, but he did make it easy on him, bringing in the former Ripper champion, Crazy Core. Now, the big focus on this match, which Crazy Core is going to have to learn to get away from this in order to advance the next level, he was being affected too much by the fans, too much interaction with the fans, too much letting the fans get to him, and it definitely showed in this match. In the end, Crazy Core goes to attack Massive with his kendo stick, gets held up by senior referee Kevin, who manages to grab the stick. Trust me, I've never grabbed a Crazy Core stick, but I digress at that point. Massive Damage hits a awesome spear and gets the 1-2-3 victory. The only other highlight I gotta say on this match is, folks, I know I did the video, but I want to reemphasize this. On Wednesday when the video comes out, please check out this match for the mere fact that it sounds like you're going to hear gunshots in the match. It's Massive Damage throwing some massive chops on the chest of Crazy Core. Literally, it sounds like an Uzi for all the chops that he was throwing out. Ow, I think is the best way to put it. Just seeing his chest at that time, it was beet red. That is just instantaneous. I am almost scared to think what it looks like here 12 hours after the show. Maybe we'll have to get Crazy Core to put some pictures up on Facebook or whatnot of what his chest looked like there. But then from there, we went to a tag team title match. And folks, I'm still shocked at saying this. The new champions, the Weapons of Mass Seduction, they took on the newly formed team of the Hellflying Hellraisers of Kid Cyrus and Diablo with Soraya Sawyer in their corner. There was a lot of weird things in this match, folks. And frankly, during the match, I had to grab a bottle of Tylenol just to get the headache out of my face with everything that was going on. First of all, the weapons come out. It used to be, I believe it's Muerto and Serta, a blue one and a green one that came out. Tonight, there were three Novas, three blue guys out there. I didn't pick up on this till about three quarters of the way through the match, and I'm doing the commentary, which makes me look really bad. They were switching back and forth underneath the ring. The third guy was hiding underneath the ring, basically getting his breath back, while the other, they had kept switching out and tagging inside. So it essentially became a 3-on-2 handicap match here. In the end, the fight broke out on the outside, and the referee counted to 8, and then seemingly rang the bell. I guess this referee must be a Saskatchewan referee or something. Couldn't able to get to 10. So either way, it ended up being a double count out with the Weapons of Mass Seduction. Ended up retaining their titles due to the double count out victory. The other thing of this match was following the match, you had Soraya Sawyer getting into the ring. And man, did she pull off some moves there. The weapons were busy gloating and then went to attack Soraya. First of all, she gets a spinning leg scissors on one of them. I can't say which one, folks, because there's three in a blue suit. I don't know which one's which. She ends up getting one flying leg scissors on another, then a double knee to another one, finishes it off with a flying leg scissors takedown on the third one. Crowd is going nuts for her there. And then something I didn't mention during the match, but it seems a little bit more important now. You had Sexy Sam come around the arena, and she had a clipboard in her hand. Now, I've heard rumors about what she was doing with that clipboard and what I heard it was possibly some scouting or something else, but it actually was a petition that she got signed. Pretty much everybody in attendance tonight signed the petition to get Sexy Sam back into Monster Pro Wrestling and in the ring. Following the match, Sam made a comment to Nelson Mayer that she got this petition signed. She wanted to be back in the ring. Nelson Mayer told her that if she comes back next month at the Leo Burke Cup, June 4th, she won't be able to have an in-ring debut. She didn't mention exactly what match. I'm going to assume it's Saraya Sawyer and Sexy Sam, which could be a very interesting match just based on the little work we've seen out of Saraya Sawyer here. It could be a rather interesting setup here, but I'm not sure. Nelson's, I would say, middle-aged and crazy, but he's older aged and crazy, let's face it. He could come up with anything here, so I don't know what we're going to get out of Nelson here next month because he wouldn't make the exact match. I think Saraya was assuming that match. I've learned in this business not to assume anything with any of these promotions, so I can't wait to see what's ending up here. But then from there, we went to intermission, and then we had our main event. Now, originally, this was scheduled to be a provincial title match for Kato defending against Chris Parrish, but for some odd reason, Parrish decided that he did not want to exercise his rematch clause that tonight. He wanted to focus on the Leo Burke Cup, so this one ended up being the sixth and final qualifier for the Leo Burke Cup event. It was the 2015 Leo Burke Cup winner Chris Parrish taking on the provincial champion Kato, taking on the newly minted number one contender for the provincial title, Youngblood Cody Blade, in a triple threat match for the final spot in the Leo Burke Cup tournament. Now, this match here went back and forth. Parrish, strangely enough, started to go for a little bit more high-flying moves than I'm used to seeing out of him. I would think he would be more sticking to the power game here. There were a couple moves in here that were absolutely devastating on these guys. One in particular, and you're going to have to check out the footage. I believe we're going to call it an electric neck breaker, where you have an electric chair position. Cody Blade was up on Kato's shoulders. And picture a rude awakening neck breaker from that position from Chris Parrish onto Cody Blade. It was a big move, and I'm surprised that Cody Blade's neck is still on his shoulders here. So, but in the end, Chris Parrish through hook, crook, and schnook ends up getting the victory and moves on to the Leo Burke Cup tournament next month, thanks to his buddies in the One World Empire. So, folks, if you got your scorecards handy right now, the qualifiers for the Leo Burke Cup are the All-American Steve Rivers, the Irishman, Sidney Steele, Massive Damage, and then the One World Empire's Bulldog McBane and Chris Parrish. Now, from what I've been told from the Monster Pro Wrestling head offices, there is a change in format this year. You're going to have three singles matches between these competitors, a random draw from what I believe. I don't know if it's going to be at the event or the week before. I'll keep you guys updated on that. But following that, those three winners are going to move on to the Leo Burke Cup final. There is one other thing I want to bring up that happened just after the intermission. I'm sort of wary to talk about this because it is currently under investigation and I don't want to affect it too much from my commentary on it. But Jack Hammer comes out following the intermission, steals the mic from the Sicilian Assassin at ring announcing, and declares that he's not wrestling, Nightmare isn't wrestling, and therefore he wants a fight with him right now. His hands are taped up. He's in his street civvies, so. What follows is Dean Richter sneaking in from the crowd to get a sneak attack on Jack Hammer. Jack Hammer meets him at the pass, but then Nightmare comes in from the back and starts beating him down. Brings a chair to the ring and tries to use it. Doesn't get a full shot. It hits a referee. And then Jack Hammer grabs that chair and absolutely loses it. Shoves a referee, smacks a referee with a chair, and then plows a chair into both Dean Richter and into Nightmare. Folks, the reason I don't want to comment on this too much, like I said, it's under investigation. And I'm waiting back to hear from the Monster Pro Wrestling head offices what's going to happen as a result of Jack Hammer's actions. Because as much as I believe he did it for the right reasons, because of all the constant harassment and all the stupid stuff that Jack Hammer has been put through thanks to the order, it still went a little over the top and a little crazy. You're going to have to watch it on the Edmonton SPN Presents show on the Edmonton SPN YouTube page. This Wednesday, and all the details will be up on there. You can take a look for yourself. But that's going to wrap it up for the call of the card. Now, in terms of our scale of matches, I know that some of our other factorials try to verge for this, but this is the scale we're going to have. It's the 5-point scale, as always. I'm going to say every match was very solid. There were no drawbacks, but yet every match was solid but not overly spectacular. It did exactly what it needed to do, and I can't wait to see what these guys come up with to raise the bar at the Leo Burke Cup. So I'm going to give it 3 stars out of 5. The funny part is, in Alberta, we are so spoiled with so much good wrestling that a card this good gets a 3. When you could stick it in other parts of the country or even other parts of the world, and this would probably be a 4 or 5 star card. We're just that gifted with that much wrestling in Alberta that is so spectacular here. But I do have to give it, since it is 3 stars, I got to give 3 stars right now. So my first star is going to be to the Irishman right now for getting a clean victory over the MPW Heavyweight Champion. Not only does this ride him momentum into the Leo Burke Cup, but this also should get him a shot at the MPW Heavyweight Championship. Because if you're going to pin the champion the way you did, it was clean, it was straightforward, it was awesome, in the words of the wrestling mind. He deserves a shot at the MPW Heavyweight Championship. My second star, I'm going to give it to not only the Hellflying Hellraisers for putting on a hell of a performance against the 3-man champions right now, the Weapons of Mass Seduction, but also to Soraya Sawyer for making her debut. I'm not going to say her match debut, but definitely her in-ring debut with some of those moves there that she put on. Somewhat Lita-esque in those head scissors that she had. Like I said, folks, check it out on the video. It's sight to see to believe. It was a sight of beauty there. And my third star is going to go to the match I really didn't expect a lot out of, but we actually got a lot out of, and that is the Sydney Steele-Dean Richter match. Both these guys have been running around a little bit of obscurity. I only say obscurity at Dean Richter's sense because he has been involved in a tag team with Brutal Brayden Lewis. And let's face it, Brutal Brayden Lewis was a glory hog at the best of times. Regardless of his injury, his ego was the size of that forest fire up in Fort McMurray. So yeah, maybe if you would breathe on it a little bit too much. Well, I guess that's hot air, so I guess it wouldn't put out the fire, but I digress at that point. Dean Richter and Sidney Steele had an excellent match. They proved that they deserve to be highlighted on this card, and I can't wait to see what Sidney Steele does at the Leo Burke Cup June 4th at the Alberta Avenue Hall. Just a quick reminder, folks, that the Leo Burke Cup is not going to be part of the Edmonton SPN Presents programming. It is not going to be a free stream on YouTube. It is going to be a DVD-only purchase. So, to be honest, the best way to see this show is to see it live, because I got a funny feeling that there's going to be some interesting stuff going on at that show. I haven't been able to talk to any of the bookers yet of MPW in terms of the head office and whatnot, but you ever get one of those feelings where you're just going to have a great show up? I can't wait to see what happens out of it. So, but before I wrap a nice little tight little bow on this show here, I want to talk about a few things coming up on the network here. We did have a RCW Quick Calls go on last night from the Springbrook Multiplex in Springbrook, Alberta, featuring essentially an Indie Dream match that will be part of the 13th anniversary DVD, which I'll talk about in a second here. You had Mentolo, Too Cold Scorpio, and Cobra Kai in a triple threat match. I've been hearing some reviews on that match, and from what I heard, it was absolutely spectacular. Not to mention the six-person intergender match where you had Bobby Sharp, Kat Von Hees, and AJ Sanchez taking on, I believe it was Big Jess Knight and the Hardcore Princess Jules Malone. I'm going to let those guys talk about the impact of the crowd and what happened in terms of the special guests that were there. Especially from what I've heard, some positive reviews on Jules Malone and AJ Sanchez in that six-way match. But like I said, T. James Logan was in charge of that show. Glad I could keep it in semi-capable hands, so I will leave it at that point there. My next quick calls is going to be for the Kingsway Legion with the RCW 13th anniversary show featuring Too Cold Scorpio versus Bobby Sharp, as well as the aforementioned Jules Malone taking on Kat Von Hees and Big Jess Youngblood in a grudge match with AJ Sanchez. Following that, the next week we're going to have This Month in the PWA featuring highlights from last month's show in Edmonton and some interviews. As well, Wrestling Now with T. James Logan. I do believe his guest upcoming this week will be the PWA original and the PWA heavyweight champion, Marky. And I got a feeling we got some interviews coming in this week that might be very interesting. So, last thing we're going to bring up before we go is the next Edmonton SPN Presents show will be Edmonton SPN exclusive YouTube. It means a lot to me, this one that we're putting on here. It's called Alberta Strong and Proud. It's going to be featuring the stars from Real Canadian Wrestling. Sorry. It's been a long day of talking, folks. So, stars of Real Canadian Wrestling are putting on a tribute show to the evacuees with the Red Cross in attendance to accept donations. We are going to be broadcasting that show. It'll be on a two-day tape delay. It'll be coming out on June 1st on the Edmonton SPN YouTube page. we are encouraging anybody that watches the show to donate to the Red Cross as they are helping out the evacuees from the tragic fires in Fort McMurray. So I'm going to have some details on how big the fire was, and I'm going to try and get some people's thoughts on it. I know that our broadcast partner, Andre C., was working approximately 90 minutes away from Fort McMurray at the time of the fires, so I know he's got some thoughts and feelings on it, so we'll see if we can bring him in on the broadcast as well about it. So, and finally, my last announcement, because this is going on way too long, in regards to the DVD sales that are coming up, any DVD that is sold in the month of June on EdmontonSPHShop.ca, we are going to be donating $5 from each DVD sold to the Canadian Red Cross in terms of relief efforts. So I'm going to try and get as many DVDs up on that website as I can. But for every DVD that is sold on there, $5 from each DVD sale will go towards the Canadian Red Cross in terms of the relief efforts for the Fort McMurray evacuees. But it's time for me to wrap up this show here, folks, because I just did 5 minutes of promoing there, and that's just a little too long here. On behalf of everyone here at the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network, I want to thank you for joining me on the Blown Calls show. And just remember, folks, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this is Big Quick Calls, covering the Monster Pro Wrestling Road to the Cup from the Alberta Avenue Arena in Edmonton, Alberta, on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.